You're listening to Not So Live from Asteroid G, mashing our face directly into the greasy plate. I'm your host, Mike Finkelstein.
Your buddy, Mike the Ghoul, gonna go and do a cross-faced chicken wing with the sandwiches that we ate this week. I mean,
kinda,
let's talk about them, I guess, right?
So, we said last time we were gonna do food reviews, this is not a spoiler, we were gonna do Hardee's. Because I hadn't ever eaten there before, like, not since I was 8, and my family hated them, and blah, blah. So, like, Hardee's. And you picked out the Duke's Carolina Gold Barbecue Chicken. That was the thing you're gonna do. So, since we hadn't done Hardee's ever on the website, and I haven't eaten them in decades, I figured it was probably a good idea to actually try the whole Hardee's experience. So, I got the chicken sandwich. I got I got it as a meal, and then I got their Hardee's bag, which they're offering right now, which is like $5 for a bunch of shit. And I got that with two double cheeseburgers and a meal on top, so basically my wife could try a sampling of everything as well. And we both had a bunch of stuff, and it was good.
We did something similar. Yeah, I got the Duke's Carolina Gold.
See?
I got the Nashville hot breaded chicken because I couldn't remember which one it was. And I was like, I'll get both of them. It doesn't matter. And then you said the bag. So I was like, let me get a double cheeseburger too. And in, you know, Hardee's fast food wisdom, they gave me just the breaded chicken sandwich in there. So I got all three of the chicken sandwiches.
Wow.
Random.
If I'd eaten at Hardee's before, like in a long, long time, I probably would have done like the hot ham and cheese with the burger instead of doing two of the double cheeses, because
it scared me. Is it good?
I don't know.
Scared me.
These are the things that I don't know right now, because I've not been to Hardee's in who knows how long.
I had never eaten there. This is the first time for me.
Weird, because Hardee's is, I guess, a boomer palace, more or less. Like, in my area, it's closed by like 8:30 at night, while all the other fast food places are closed at 11 or midnight or 1 in the morning. And it's because all their business is in like breakfast and lunch when the boomers are awake. That's their clientele, and it makes sense. But it's interesting because, you know, going in there, it had this weird like 1950s greasy spoon feel to it. It didn't.
It very much is like B-list Johnny Rockets is what I think of it as.
Like,
you know,
it's not the same kind of fast food. Even though if you were to line up their burgers next to each other, I'm sitting there going, well, their double cheeseburger was good.
I'm so disappointed I didn't get that. I knew that would be good. I'm so mad.
See? Yeah, I got their double cheese. I'm going to listen to all the stuff that you got, because some of our experiences were different, and I appreciate that. But their double cheeseburger was like somewhere between a Whopper and like a Wendy's single or something.
Yeah,
like,
you said that.
Yeah, it was really tasty, and the beef quality was different, and it was just interesting. Like, I liked it. I thought the flavor was good, and it wasn't dripping with grease. So the whole time that my family was like, oh, you can't eat at Hardee's, it's such a greasy place, and that just got like instilled in my brain.
Sure
Like,
yeah,
that wasn't the case. And I also really liked the fries.
Blown away, dude.
Yeah.
Like, you don't usually see crinkle fries from many places. And like, they were good. Like, they were good crinkle fries. Like, I gotta admit, like, it stood out. It wasn't like the I hesitate to say elite because they're such a shit company, but like the waffle fries from Chick-fil-A are like elite level fries. You know, I put them up there with the McDonald's level fries. All the other ones are just fine. I wouldn't say these were elite, but as a surprise that they were crinkle fries and good, definitely put them in an A tier for me for sure. I was very surprised.
And this makes me wonder about something, because you say that, because the fries I got weren't crinkle.
Really?
No, they were just like, they were standard natural cut fries, kind of like Wendy's, but maybe a little more breaded.
Okay.
So I'm wondering, like, was your franchise different from mine? Did someone just have to go out and buy some fries or something? Like,
it's entirely possible. I would say that you probably had the more standard. Like, it is very rare to see a place with a crinkle fry that's not like, you know, like a mom and pop or like some other kind of restaurant where you typically would find that. You don't see that at a lot of fast food joints.
Arby's is not the only one.
With the curly fry, you know, and the crinkle fries you can get there. So I think that you probably got the true fry.
They were good.
And I got just a really good crinkle fry on the day off.
They were good. I'm not whether I got the right ones or you did or whatever. They were good. They tasted really nice. They were like, they were maybe a little droopy, but they're fries from a fast food place.
Yeah,
it's whatever.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah. So like, those parts of the experience I actually didn't hate. I would think if I was on a road trip and I saw a Hardee's and I was hungry, I'd be like, yeah, sure, why not? I'll grab a double cheese with a fry and have a Red Bull that I already have in the car with me, and it would be good. It'd be fine. I was not impressed by their chicken.
It was a disappointment.
Thank you. Okay.
It was a disappointment. The patties, I mean, or the fillets, I guess you call them, because they're not a patty. The fillets were very thin and very dry. And again, maybe it was just an off thing, you know, but I got three different kinds of chicken on accident. I was going for two and a burger. And the best one was the Nashville Hot, because the patty, the fillet was a little bit thicker. Sauce was really non-existent on any of them. I didn't get hot and I didn't get golden from the other one. The bacon was all right on the golden ham breaded sandwich. It was fine. It was good quality fast food bacon. But the chicken overall, like, C minus at best. I was very disappointed. I've had a lot better chicken at other places.
I am curious about the flavors for each, because I didn't get all three of those. But the Carolina one for me, so mine was a little different again, and I'm really confused what Hardee's is doing. This is really illuminating for me, honestly. I'm fascinated by this, but just absolutely blown away by this. But mine was maybe like a thicker, almost natural kind of chicken breast. That, like, they were trying to compete with Popeyes or something, where they just sliced a chunk off of a chicken, hand-breaded it, and fried it. Yeah, it wasn't anything processed or anything, but it also meant that it was weirdly lumpy. Because, you know, because this is, it's fast food chicken, and they're not Popeyes, so they're not good at it. So you can't just take a chunk of chicken and deep fry it and call it a sandwich.
There's a step missing. There's something you haven't figured out.
But,
wow, like, that's crazy.
Yeah. So it was like lettuce and tomato and pickle, which I thought were fine. The pickle was fine.
Yeah,
and there was
pickle's fine. Yeah.
Bacon on it, but also mayo and barbecue sauce. And I could taste a little of the barbecue sauce. But
I couldn't either.
See, and for me, the problem was the fact that it was fried chicken plus bacon plus barbecue plus pickle. It was just too much flavor, and it all kind of drowned each other out. So it wasn't a bad sandwich up until about the last bite. The last couple bites, it was all just like mayo and bread, and I'm like, okay, now I'm done. So it was gross. And that's because the lumpy chicken, like, weirdly fell into my mouth while I was eating it. And it wasn't evenly distributed. Like, it sounds like you got a more patty-style chicken that's distributed better.
It was, but it was, like I said, it was thin and it was dry. So, like, I got chicken throughout, but it was definitely a different kind of chicken compared to what you got.
What the fuck happened here?
And same thing, though, we're in agreement. The sauces are pretty non-existent. Yeah. I like the Duke's mayo. Duke's mayo is always good. It's best mayo, whatever. But, like, the golden part of it, because I know it's one of their new sauces they're promoting, I didn't get it.
Maybe
it
a little was, sweet. It was the very generic, almost McDonald's-y barbecue, I would say.
Which is just
like some color and some sweet. And don't get me wrong. Yeah. On a McDonald's chicken nugget, I like their barbecue sauce, but that's because their chicken nugget is this weird mess of just salt, basically, and all I want is salt and sweet, and just shove that in my face. That's great.
Exactly.
But
McDonald's barbecue sauce is elite on nuggets and like the McRib, you know? That horrific thing, whatever you call the McRib, that is amazing. Like, whatever that is.
It's the same kind of meat, basically. That's something I learned one point watching videos. Mm-hmm. The same process they use to make their extruded chicken nuggets is what they use to make their extruded pork patties. Same chef invented both of them. And that explains why the barbecue sauce goes so well on both of them, because it's the same fucking process.
Same thing.
And it's good. Don't get me wrong. I'm a big fan of the McRib. The next time it comes out, I'm reviewing it for the website, and we're doing a fucking podcast on it. Whenever
we sure
that
are.
Maybe. Yeah. Abso-fucking. I'm getting a couple of those. I'm like, I said this in a previous podcast way back in the day, but one of my favorite experiences in college was the McDonald's that was near my house was one of those test kitchen McDonald's. So they did a bunch of weird shit. They had, for years, they had a two McRib Junior meal.
What?
Yeah. So I'd go in there, and I was like rail thin and always hungry. So I'd get two McRibs and a double cheeseburger And they had the Cajun McChicken, which was like the little McChicken sandwich, but like Cajun flavored. I'd get four sandwiches basically, plus fries and a drink, and I'd go at the radio station I was working at, and I'd just eat that in an hour. And there's a reason why my cholesterol's really hideously high now, but let me tell you, back in the day, that was fucking delicious.
And you probably got all that for $12.50.
Dude, yeah, it was like $6. It was stupid, because McDonald's was cheap back in the day. So
I got these three sandwiches, and I got my wife the three-piece and the tender meal as well. She liked the tenders for what it was worth. The honey mustard she thought was fine.
Right.
The tenders were pretty good. Right. So chicken across the board is fine. Nuggets and tenders seem like they're fine anywhere else. But, like, these four things, it was like $40. It was crazy, dude.
I think that the chicken meal itself, the Duke's Chicken Gold Sandwich, whatever, that was $12, like the whole meal.
Yeah.
And then you slap the $5 bag, but I upcharged $1 because it was the double cheese double.
I got charged with that, and I said double cheese, and I got chicken.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever. So that was like $6 plus, you know, tax and everything. So I think I was 20. But yeah, you got screwed on the combos there, and you got the extra chicken sandwich that was expensive. So that's my question on that regard. So you got the Duke's, but then you also got the Nashville, and you got the regular?
Yeah, so I asked for the double cheeseburger bag because you said double cheese. I'm like, and you alluded like it was good. So I'm like, let me get a burger too. Like, let me try it. And I wanted to get the bag, and I asked for two double cheeseburgers in a bag, and they gave me a single hand-breaded chicken.
which is dumb. Yeah.
Which is whatever. And it was fine. Again, there wasn't a tremendous amount of difference between that one and the Duke's aside from the sauce and the bacon and like whatever. But essentially the bread pickle mayo combo was the same.
Okay.
So the Nashville hat. Yeah. The Nashville had had a sauce on it, but it wasn't hot. It didn't give like a vinegariness of like a Carolina barbecue. I don't know really what it was.
What is that then? That's not Nashville hot, because basically Nashville hot is just cayenne pepper and vinegar. And if you're not doing those two things.
I didn't get that. I just didn't get it. Maybe they were having an off day.
Sounds like the entire thing about your franchise was just off.
It was, the fries were a mistake apparently, and they were good, but everything else was just kind of mid across the board, which is disappointing.
You got entirely the wrong order, the wrong kinds of fries. Honestly, I think your Hardee's is weirdly magical in a bad way, but still.
I know. And I went to the one that was south of me because I was down there for work. Mm. And ironically, like, it was right around the corner from one of my accounts that I saw. I'm like, this is convenient. Let's grab it on the way home. Mm. And maybe I should have went to the one north of my house and just came back this way. I'll try it again if we want to do Hardee's again at some point. I really want to try the burger. I'm interested in the burger.
We'll do a follow-up when they have another specialty sandwich out.
Yeah, we'll pick something in the fall or something
like that. We decide, hey, let's go do one of their melts or something, because I know they have a bunch of burger melts. Like, just, a few months from now we can do one of them. There's we'll other places we're going to review before then. We have the Random Marathon coming up next weekend from when we're recording this, which this will probably get posted after that. But I'm sure we'll find something along the highway that we're both like, hey, let's review this. Or we'll be like, there's a Panda Express nearby. Let's go review that crap or something.
I think that has to happen one night that we're there, for sure. We just randomly pick something like a Panda. Something. We can even find something local-ish.
Yeah, we'll do some local ones too. Don't worry about that. All we'll the food something. Reviews. Yeah, no, it'd be great.
And we'll get a couple. We'll get a few of our friends involved too if they want, like, get their opinion on a few things. It'd be great.
Yeah, not so live presented by Charleston, West Virginia. Yeah, that'd be great. But there are some places that are worth reviewing. I think, like, Panda Express every month has some new weird dish thing they're advertising. I'm not going to touch a honey walnut shrimp, for example, because I hate nuts. But if we're like, hey, let's go in and try, like, their orange chicken they're famous for, and their Beijing beef and something else, I'd be like, I'm in. That sounds horrendous, and I want it.
They're both here in my household all the time. My wife gets the orange chicken, I get the Beijing beef.
Beijing beef is so good.
It's so good. I love that, and like the pepper beef when they have that too. Like, good.
We'll come up with a review for that. But anyway, Hardee's. Yeah. So it sounds like yours was a mixed bag, quite literally. Not what you wanted. And as far as chicken sandwiches were concerned, bad, but chicken in general, not disappointing.
Yeah, I would say so. Okay. Overall, I'd say this is a C plus kind of place. It's a place if you're strapped and you have the nostalgia value, you'll go. You're probably not going to be impressed, and if you liked it as a kid, you won't be disappointed. But I don't think you're going to be coming out of there like, I want to go back again.
Which is weird, because I got the burger and the normal fries, I was actually going, I could actually cease eating there again at some point in maybe the next couple years, which is all just, I think it's don't do the chicken. I think that's the lesson we're learning.
We're going to try the burger next time, and I'll let you know, because I like a good burger, so I have high hopes for that. But the chicken, it was fine. It wasn't bad, it was just fine. Do the beef,
avoid the chicken. And, I mean, as always, avoid Chick-fil-A, even though that wasn't even part of the conversation, because fuck Chick-fil-A.
Shit company.
On that absolutely not a bombshell, this has been Not So Live from Asteroid G, eating all the ground beef and getting fat. I'm your host, Mike Finkelstein.
Hey, your buddy Mike the Ghoul gonna go and have another chicken sandwich that he got in the fridge for later, so I'll see you guys later.
Cold chicken. We will see you all next time.